Hi everyone, this is a very sad situation. I'm talking about the COVID. People are dying here all over in India, and people are dying near my house, near my place. All the places near me are contaminated. People are dying, dead bodies, nowhere to burn, no place to bury. People are dying on roads, cars. But one thing is there, the whole world is with us. I'm so proud that I feel so proud that the whole world is standing by with us at this time, and they're helping us with, and we're just very thankful for them. Everyone, you know, being citizen of India, we are grateful, very thankful to those people who are just being with us at this time when you know the time is so hard. We have to stay positive. We don't have to get panic and anxiety. You don't have to run to the hospitals. You don't have to rush to the hospitals. You don't have to rush to the hospitals. First, you need to just connect with yourself. You know, you have to know that some things can be cured at home too. Just try that. Every time, it is not COVID. It can be a mild fever. It's not. You need to keep on check. You need to keep a check on yourselves first. Monitor yourselves. Monitor your fever. If you are having a fever, monitor it. Just do not rush to the hospitals, because if you're not infected, you're just having a slight flu, you might get contaminated from the hospitals. So do not rush to the hospitals. Get a checkup done. Get an appointment done and get a checkup done. It's not that you have to rush to the hospitals immediately. You know, what's the condition of the hospitals? Leave the beds, leave the oxygen for the ones who really need it. I just don't know how to express it, but I know this is something very, very critical. I can't speak on that, but I'm trying to be positive. I don't know what's next day going to be like, but we have to stay positive. Look at the positive things happening around you. Look at the things which are positive. Just do not listen to all the negative things, negative news, negative, because that's going to really, really sit in our subconscious mind that, oh my God, I'm going to get contaminated, I'm going to get COVID. No, you will not. Just keep this out of your mind. Just stay positive. Stay protected. Keep yourself protected. Do the things as told, as it is told to you by your family doctors. Do that. Do not just rush to things which are coming, had deliveries. Take it. Just sanitize all those things. Clean up your hands. Wear masks. I know masks cannot work much longer, but you need to wear it. It's very important at this time. Do not go unless and until it's very, very important outside. God is with us. The world is with us. And we need to pray to God that whatever the humanity or whatever wrong we did, we or anyone else in the world has done, let's, God, just forgive us for this. Because you don't know how this nature is kicking us back and giving us back what we gave it to us, gave to this nature. Just keep praying and just stay positive. Nothing's going to happen to anyone. No, nothing. Just stay positive. Don't get panicked. No anxiety. It's just try to understand. This is not something to get, you need to get stressed on. I know it's a tough time. You need to start your precautionary measures from now. Okay? Love you all and God bless you all. Stay safe, stay protected, and we will be safe. And we will come out, we will fight with it. We are very strong people. We are Indians. We're very strong. We will fight with it. Okay, love you. Hi everyone. This is a very sad situation. I'm talking about the COVID. People are dying here all over in India, and people are dying near my house, near my place. All the places near me are contaminated. People are dying, dead bodies, nowhere to burn, no place to bury. People are dying on roads, cars. But one thing is there, the whole world is with us. I'm so proud that, I feel so proud that the whole world is standing by with us at this time, and they're helping us with, and we're just very thankful for them, everyone, you know, being citizen of India. We are grateful, very thankful to those people who are just being with us at this time. When you know, the time is so hard, we have to stay positive. We don't have to get panic and anxiety. You don't have to run to the hospitals. You don't have to rush to the hospitals. You don't have to rush to the hospitals. First, you need to just connect with yourself. You know, you have to know that some things can be cured at home too. Just try that. Every time, it is not COVID. It can be a mild fever. It's not. But you need to keep on check. You need to keep a check on yourselves first. Monitor yourselves. Monitor your fever. If you are having a fever, monitor it. Just do not rush to the hospitals, because if you're not infected, you're just having a slight flu, you might get contaminated from the hospitals. So do not rush to the hospitals. Get a checkup done. Get an appointment done and get a checkup done. It's not that you have to rush to the hospitals immediately. You know, what's the condition of the hospitals? Leave the beds, leave the oxygen for the ones who really need it. I just don't know how to express it, but I know this is something very, very critical. I can't speak on that, but I'm trying to be positive. I don't know what's next day going to be like, but we have to stay positive. Look at the positive things happening around you. Look at the things which are positive. Just do not listen to all the negative things, negative news, negative, because that's going to really, really sit in our subconscious mind that, oh my God, I'm going to get contaminated, I'm going to get COVID. No, you will not. Just keep this out of your mind. Just stay positive, stay protected, keep yourself protected. Do the things as told, as it is told to you by your family doctors. Do that. Do not just rush to things which are coming, had deliveries. Take it. Just sanitize all those things. Clean up your hands. Wear masks. I know masks cannot work much longer, but you need to wear it. It's very important at this time. Do not go unless and until it's very, very important outside. God is with us. The world is with us. And we need to pray to God that whatever the humanity or whatever wrong we did, we or anyone else in the world has done, let's, God, just forgive us for this. Because you don't know how this nature is kicking us back and giving us back what we gave it to us, gave to this nature. Just keep praying and just keep praying and just stay positive. Nothing's going to happen to anyone. No, nothing. Just stay positive. Don't get panicked. No anxiety. It's just try to understand. This is not something to get, you need to get stressed on. I know it's a tough time. You need to start your precautionary measures from now. Okay? Love you all and God bless you all. Stay safe, stay protected, and we will be safe. And we will come out, we will fight with it. We are very strong people. We are Indians. We're very strong. We will fight with it. Okay, love you. Hi everyone. This is a very sad situation. I'm talking about the COVID. People are dying here all over in India, and people are dying near my house, near my place. All the places near me are contaminated. People are dying, dead bodies, nowhere to burn, no place to bury. People are dying on roads, cars. But one thing is there, the whole world is with us. I'm so proud that, I feel so proud that the whole world is standing by with us at this time, and they're helping us with, and we're just very thankful for them, everyone, you know, being citizen of India. We are grateful, very thankful to those people who are just being with us at this time. When you know, the time is so hard, we have to stay positive. We don't have to get panic and anxiety. You don't have to run to the hospitals. You don't have to rush to the hospitals. You don't have to rush to the hospitals. First, you need to just connect with yourself. You know, you have to know that some things can be cured at home too. Just try that. Every time, it is not COVID. It can be a mild fever. It's not. But you need to keep on check. You need to keep a check on yourselves first. Monitor yourselves. Monitor your fever. If you are having a fever, monitor it. Just do not rush to the hospitals, because if you're not infected, you're just having a slight flu, you might get contaminated from the hospitals. So do not rush to the hospitals. Get a checkup done. Get an appointment done and get a checkup done. It's not that you have to rush to the hospitals immediately. You know, what's the condition of the hospitals? Leave the beds, leave the oxygen for the ones who really need it. I just don't know how to express it, but I know this is something very, very critical. I can't speak on that, but I'm trying to be positive. I don't know what's next day going to be like, but we have to stay positive. Look at the positive things happening around you. Look at the things which are positive. Just do not listen to all the negative things, negative news, negative, because that's going to really, really sit in our subconscious mind that, oh my God, I'm going to get contaminated. I'm going to get COVID. No, you will not. Just keep this out of your mind. Just stay positive. Stay protected. Keep yourself protected. Do the things as told, as it is told to you by your family doctors. Do that. Do not just rush to things which are coming, had deliveries. Take it. Just sanitize all those things. Clean up your hands. Wear masks. I know masks cannot work much longer, but you need to wear it. It's very important at this time. Do not go unless and until it's very, very important outside. God is with us. The world is with us. And we need to pray to God that whatever the humanity or whatever wrong we did, we or anyone else in the world has done, let's, God, just forgive us for this. Because you don't know how this nature is kicking us back and giving us back what we gave it to us, gave to this nature. Just keep praying and just stay positive. Nothing's going to happen to anyone. No, nothing. Just stay positive. Don't get panicked. No anxiety. It's just try to understand. This is not something to get, you need to get stressed on. I know it's a tough time. You need to start your precautionary measures from now. Okay? Love you all and God bless you all. Stay safe, stay protected, and we will be safe. And we will come out, we will fight with it. We are very strong people. We are Indians. We're very strong. We will fight with it. Okay, love you.